Thank you for calling Three Peaks Auto. For auto sales, press 1. For the service department, press 2. For financing and loans, press 3. For accounting, press 4. To repeat this menu, press star.
The selection is invalid. Please re-enter.
Thank you for calling Three Peaks Auto. For auto sales, press 1. For the service department, press 2. For financing and loans,
Three Peaks, this is Justin.
Hey, Justin, it's Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
That's good. Good to hear. The reason I call is I just wanted to follow up on a couple things here. You guys had taken out some capital around March of this year. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, nice, okay. Well, that's one reason for my call is you had a pretty good relationship with your lender there, and based off that, we are able to get you a pre-approval over here with us for, looks like, some equipment financing and working capital. Just wanted to touch base and see if you were looking to do any financing here at year's end or had any ideas or plans coming up for anything like that.
I'm good for the moment.
Okay. Nice. You guys have a typical time of year you do look to do that kind of thing?
Just it seemed necessary at that point in time, and now we don't really need it, you know?
Gotcha. You're just looking to, when you brought all that capital earlier this year, you just needed a little extra cash to increase your inventory or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, nice. So do you guys not have a floor plan over there then?
We do.
Oh, you do?
Use the surplus with the floor plan.
Okay, right on. That makes sense. Yeah, I have a couple clients over here who did the same thing as well. They don't want to use up most of their floor plan, their percentage there, so they try something else. Okay, how did you like your experience with the capital program?
Good.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Are you guys all finished with your term, or are you still paying on that one there?
We're still paying on it a little bit.
Okay. Do you already use up all your capital you got there originally?
Yes and no. I mean, it's tied up in inventory, but that just means that it keeps getting recycled around, so.
Oh, definitely. Understandable.
It's not been gone. It's just...
Yeah, just in different. Yeah, just in a different form. Gotcha. All right. You guys typically go to the auction quite a bit over there?
I go about every other week.
Every other week? And typically how many... cars you pick up when you make a trip, or does it just vary?
It varies. Usually it's about 4 to 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many units are you usually moving a month, would you say?
Probably about 8 to 10. I don't know.
Okay, not too bad then. And do you guys stay pretty busy here in the, like, holiday season and whatnot?
It slows down a little bit, but not the end of the world.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. Kind of everybody falling off and whatnot and then regaining their spending habits once they get all their tax money back, I'm sure, right? That's how it goes for you over there. Yeah, all right. Well, right on. Okay, well, I know you don't have any current needs, it sounds like, but over here we are good for new and used equipment from either your third or private party, any way you want to go. And then capital, of course, unsecured cash, you know. Just a quick question. What did you guys do in sales last year?
We've only been open for about a year and a few months.
Oh, okay.
And so we don't have a full year under our belt, but we seem to average about 50,000 to 60,000 a month.
Oh, not too bad at all then. Right on. That's good to hear. So, like, really, in that case, like, if you ever needed, like, 60, 65K, like, top line there, we'd be able to free up that, no problem for you, kind of, to use as you see fit and put into the business any way you want. Since you're newer, I know that might, you know, that kind of thing might help. Would you ever be, interested in, I know you weren't looking, so to say, but I know you say it kind of slows down here in the wintertime for you. Would you ever be interested in possibly, like, trying to consolidate that loan and maybe get a little extra capital on top just for the slower time of the year, just to be safe?
We've got a cushion built in, so I'm not really worried about it.
Okay, no worries. And are you guys, like, How's your payment plan set up there for the capital?
It's on a daily.
Daily? How much, if you don't mind me asking, are you paying?
I don't remember. Maybe it's like 2.25 or somewhere around there, something like that.
Nice. And how long was the term originally taken for?
Like 6 months. Short term.
So you guys are damn near done with it then, huh?
Yeah, we're getting pretty close.
Oh, well, that's great. Good to hear. Alrighty, well, I know it doesn't sound like you have anything going on, so what do you say I grab your email and just shoot you my info, and you could keep me on file? That way, when you guys are looking again in the market for some extra capital, you can give me a call.
Okay.
What's a good one for you there, Justin?
Number 3, and then Peaks, P-E-A-K-S, Auto, A-U-T-O, at Gmail.
Right on. Well, I'll shoot one over your way, and I'll stay in contact maybe once a quarter just to see if anything random has popped up that you might need some help with. But other than that, just so you know, we have a super quick process here. 24 hours, you know, the next day after we get your documents in, we can have you answers and numbers on what we could do for you. And the following day, we can usually get your money, is how it normally works out. So got to, you know, really quick turnaround, and then we are a direct lender, so we're not outsourcing any of your information to anybody. We're doing everything here in-house. So if, you know, something arises and I can help you out, feel free to give me a call.
Okay.
All right, Justin, you have a good one. A good chatting with you, man.
You too. Thanks.
Yep, bye.
Bye.